Now, Terry Flanagan, you're out and about this week doing some reports.
Yes, we had an email in from an old friend of the programme, Gustavo Zolads. Mm-hmm. He's a wildlife fanatic and I've been out with him on a number of occasions. We were watching foxes, we've been watching owls and peregrine falcons all across the city of Dublin. Well, he has recently discovered two badger sets along the River Dodder. Interestingly, both are on different sides of the river and both groups of badgers don't seem to interact with each other. Gustavo invited me down to observe their behaviour and during the week I met Gustavo for a spot of badger watching.
Terry, can you see that mound of earth there on the other side of the river?
It looks like a kind of a cup-shaped mound of earth. It's completely surrounded by trees, by sycamore trees. I can't see anything in it. That is the set, is it?
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly what it is.
And it's about what? It's about 2 or 3, maybe 4 metres above the height of the river here.
Yeah, maybe a bit more. I think it's about 4 metres above where the water is at the moment.
And so, this is where you've seen the badgers?
Correct. Yeah, that's the place.
How many?
We've seen 5 or 6 around that set. There's a lot of activity. I think there is a couple of entrances. We can't see the others because it's very dense, it's very thick. But
it is very thick here. I'm just looking at the undergrowth. There's no way you'd walk towards it, or there's no way humans could get towards it. So there's no way that there's any disturbance on that side of the river.
Correct, which is fantastic because it's not open to the public.
When did you first notice this set or activity on this set?
This year I have been watching it for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And then last year we came a couple of times to try to see them, but it was a bit more in the summer, so you just couldn't see anything. It was totally covered with vegetation.
And what you've discovered here along the Dodder as well too, because we're in very, very built up area here in Dublin, is that there is another set on this side of the river and only about 100 metres from here.
That's right, exactly. Yeah, so there is another one which we suspect must be a different family.
Right.
Because it's I don't think they will cross the river.
Yeah,
right?
I don't think badgers cross the river.
No, exactly. I don't think they go from one to another one. Mm. Like, you know, the way sets might have different entrances, so families might have other kind of satellite sets and they go from one to another one. I speculate that this one is a different one altogether.
Okay. And when these appear, when the badgers appear, what do? They head off then for the night, is that it?
The badgers in general, they would come out, they socialise for maybe half an hour, they just hang around, they scratch each other's back, they do a little bit of digging, and then it's almost like humans, you know, when you're going out with your family and someone is ready and they're waiting for the others.
Look, sorry for cutting across you, look, is that... Can I see a snout just sticking out there?
Yes, actually. And there is another one. When I look with the thermoscope, I can see that there is another one hanging around.
Okay. What I should say as well is that Gustavo has a thermal imaging scope and he can actually see what I can't see. So you can see a second one there.
Correct. Yeah.
I can just see the one there. The one has actually just come out and is standing on that mound now, literally looking across at us.
Some of them do that. They just come out to see.
And just going down towards the river and has turned right now, as if heading away from the set.
And typically what they do, they seem to go right for some reason. So they come out, look around, they go right, then they come back sometimes.
But look, there's the second one. The second one is actually following the first one. And they seem to be moving off. And look, a third one. I can see a third one as well. The third one now is probably about 20 metres behind. But they seem to be moving away from the set. They haven't stopped.
No, they don't. And what they do usually in this particular set is they go out, they go right those 20 metres. They hang around in there for a while. Sometimes they come back to the set, then they go.
We've lost sight of them now. Can you see them on your scope?
I can see one in between the sycamore trees and the set.
And what you can see is really just it's a heat seeking scope, isn't that right? I can see the little dots which I presume are the eyes.
What you see is what the heat signature that the scope captures.
There doesn't seem to be any kind of rhyme or reason to what they're doing. They just seem to be rummaging around through there.
Yeah, it's as I was saying, it really reminds me when you want to go out with your family and you are ready and the others are not. So you are just hanging out, waiting for everybody else to be ready so you can go out.
There's a fourth one. There's a fourth one coming out of the set now. I can see him without any thermal camera. And he's gone in the same direction.
Yeah, right. And previously I could see that one that had gone came back now.
Oh, yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of coming and coming.
So there's three out there. There's one after coming back. And has that one gone back into the set? I didn't see that.
I didn't see it going into the set. I saw it walking towards the set.
Yeah. There are two of them now that I can see. They have moved out of the foliage, so to speak. And they're literally just about 30 meters away from me. They don't seem to pay much attention to humans.
No, I think they must be used to human smell and noises.
Yeah.
So if that is not different to what they are used to every day, they probably carry on doing kind of their own thing. Yeah.
And that, I presume if it's sunny as well, they probably come out that little bit later.
Wind, it really makes a difference. So they don't like wind. They rely a lot on their hearing, and when there is wind, you just can't hear very well.
Yeah.
So when it's quiet, they come out a little bit earlier.
Mm-hmm. I can still see those two there. They're literally just rummaging around. Are they looking for food or are they just waiting for the rest to come out?
I think they're socialising.
So it appears when they come out of the set, they tend to turn right most of the time, and that's down towards where the other set is, but it's on this side of the river. I wonder, are there any interactions between them across the water?
I'm sure they smell each other.
I'm amazed that in almost the centre of the city of Dublin, along one of our main rivers here, that we've got so many badgers, because there are other badger sets along the Dodder apart from these two.
That's right. Yeah, there seems to be a very healthy population in different spots along the river, all the way from the Liffey all the way up to Bohornarino Reservoir. Mm-hmm. Like, if you know where to look and you go at the right time, you can actually see them. But they're really difficult to spot and really difficult to find. But fortunately, they seem to be doing okay based on my own observation of these different sets.
Those two, I've lost sight of them now. Can you see them there on the...
I could see a little bit of the heat signature of one walking away, but I'd say they are getting ready just to go for their...
They're going to head off now for the night.
More than likely, yeah.
And what you told me is that for the second set, they tend to come out later. It's darker. I should have said that it's really quite bright here at the moment.
Yeah, it is. It still is.
We can see them without any difficulty whatsoever.
Yeah, but the night is quite short now. But in the winter, they probably come out 2-3 hours after it's totally dark.
Yeah.
But now in the summer, they have coops as well. You know, they wake up earlier. So they do come out when there is still some light.
And you think it's probably time now to head down to this second set, because we should see activity down there as well, but that's later.
Correct.
Okay, well, let's pack up everything here and we'll move on. So we've moved on down along the Dodder now, about 100 metres. We're on a pathway. It's well lit up. It's a pathway where people walk along and cycle along. There's a railings along the side of it here. And this, Gustavo, is where you say the second group of badgers are.
That's right. It's around here. That's where I've seen them, yeah.
And what do you notice about this group? Have you seen the set, for instance?
No. Mm-hmm. I have an idea of where the set is located, but very limited access because of the... say geography and the vegetation that it's there, so I have an idea what it is, but the actual entrance to the set, you can't see it.
Yeah, and of course we're looking over the river so that the bank is underneath us, and it's difficult to see openings on it. And it's also darker now. It's a good bit darker. We've seen some bats go over and we heard the blackbird and the dusk chorus. But at the moment, we're still waiting for some badger activity.
Yeah, these usually come a bit later, but they will come out.
Do you think are they trying to avoid the ones on the far side?
I don't think so. I think they just can't. Like, they're very social animals.
Or maybe it's because of the human activity. There's human activity on this side of the Dodder, but not on the far side.
So I'd say that has something to do with it. And that's the reason maybe they wait and it's really quiet. Mm-hmm. The ones on the other side, it's just that you have no chance to get anywhere near
Look
them.
Across there, there's one actually running up along the pathway there. Did you see that?
Yeah.
And he's gone in now to the... I didn't actually see where he came from, but he was literally out on the path here.
Yeah. I've seen them doing that before. Yeah. But it's difficult to know when they're out because you don't get to see. Yeah. So you can
it
do
was it. Really nice to see it because it was on very, very short grass here. So that you get a great view of it in motion. Whereas normally it's like what we saw half an hour ago. They're in thick undergrowth and it's very slow movement.
Yeah, exactly. And here it came out. We could see the full body of the badger. And they're so gracious when you see them running kind of left and right. Like, it's lovely.
What you said is that they tend to move along just inside that fence there.
Exactly. But they occasionally, when it's really quiet and really late, occasionally they might come closer to where we are.
Yeah.
And that's where you have a chance to see them.
We saw some of, as we walked down here, we saw some of the tracks where they actually move.
Yeah, a couple of tracks there that are very well marked. Although I don't know how long these have been here for. Like, they probably have been here for quite a while. But the tracks look that they are very well used.
And of course, it's quite mild tonight.
Look behind you.
It's actually on the far side of the fence. And it's moving along. It's probably, 3 metres from us?
More or less. And you might have noticed that even though they are not visible where they are, there have been cases where they are doing their own thing. You can hear them. People walk by and they just carry on as normal.
It's just the one, is it?
This one was only one. Like, I've seen two to three.
That's not the same one now that we saw running down about 5 minutes ago.
I was trying to think about it. It's difficult to know for sure.
Yeah, because he ran away from us. This one was walking towards us, but that one was up to 100 metres away by the time it ducked back into the hedgerow again.
Yes, but they can move quite quickly. So, you know, it could be the same.
He just seems to be moving along there now. And there's a cyclist coming up here. He's got his light on his bike. I'm watching the badger. He just doesn't seem to be affected by it.
These seem to be more used to human activity. Like, I've seen them sometimes react and go back to kind of the undergrowth. Yeah. But I've seen other cases where once quite late last week, they were just outside. They were feeding. A cyclist just was cycling by, and the badger was just watching at the cyclist. Didn't even move.
See, I always thought of badgers as being, I won't say scared, but very near. Oh, here is one. Look, there's one actually coming right up at us.
Oh, he's coming towards us.
Just going to stop talking, to talk very quietly for a second. He's about 20 metres away. He's now after ducking in under the fence again. Isn't that beautiful to see?
Yeah, it's brilliant. And where did he come from? So that's more than likely the one that ran away.
Yeah.
And now,
so that's at least two that we know that are on this side.
Yeah.
And you think there might be more?
Two or three. I've seen two together before.
Yeah. I'm amazed that he's out on this pathway here, a pathway that's used by cyclists and runners and walkers and dog walkers, because we've seen them all here tonight. Rather than stay on the far side of the fence, he's out running on the path.
It's late now, so there's not too much activity, but
there's still people out. I mean, here's another cyclist coming down here now.
Yeah.
I know it's dark, but it's not that late. But I'm amazed at them, because I always thought of them as being shyer animals.
What I noticed from having watched them a lot in different locations in Dublin, but also in the countryside, that the ones in the city are really, really, really used to human activity and human disturbance and the smell and the noise.
So they're tamer?
Yes, we could say that. Now, I did go badger watching in the countryside, and it's so much harder, because you have to be really much further away, really pay much more attention to the wind. Now we are downwind, so the wind is taking our scent towards where the badger is, but it's not bother. In the countryside, there's no chance. They just won't come anywhere near. They're way more elusive than the ones in the city.
So we don't know how lucky we are here in Dublin.
Oh, it's incredible. Like, it's fantastic.
Most people would think that I live in the city of Dublin. Right? I'll never see a badger.
Yeah.
But here we are tonight, and I've seen with you 6 badgers, 4 on one side of the river, 2 on this side of the river. I've seen them as close as 4 metres away, and they just don't seem scared at all.
Yeah, no, like, here we have them in different locations, if you know where to go and when to go.
Well, Gustav, it's been an absolute privilege being out with you again tonight and seeing this wonderful wildlife. And I know that you've gotten some lovely shots, which we'll put up on the website as well, and some lovely video as well. So thanks again for everything.
Oh, my pleasure, Terry. It's been a lovely evening, and let's continue watching this. I could be here all night.
Thank you very much indeed, Terry and Gustavo.